Oh, hey there. Haven't seen you around before. Oh, you're new here? So, what's your name? I don't know if I like that name. How about I call you Bunny instead? Oh, why Bunny? Well, because it describes you perfectly, of course. Oh, you're so shy and nervous. You were startled when I first spoke to you, after all. And you seem to jump every time I get close. Oop, there you go again. It's almost as if you don't talk to anyone usually. Or it could be that you don't talk to any girls. You're a little one, you, aren't you? It's no wonder you don't talk to any girls. I'm sure they just prefer bigger men. To be carried around like a princess and all that junk. Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah. I doubt you could carry me anywhere, sweetheart. Not with those scrawny little arms. Hey, stop struggling. Stop. You're gonna hurt yourself. I said stop struggling. Stop struggling. That's better. You don't mind if I touch you, right? Good, because I hate asking for permission. Blah. I deal with enough of that shit at work. It's always right this way, sir. Or it. Just be 10 more minutes, madam. No, thank you. My, would you just look at those little hands of yours? So soft. What kind of lotion do you use? What? You don't use any lotion? Well, I find that hard to believe. I doubt you've done any kind of labour with these little paws of yours. They're so untouched. Are you sure you aren't using any lotion? Oh, it's for girls, is it? Well, we'll see about that. My fingertips not only go over yours, but they can go past them as well. So tiny. Oh, what was that, dear? Are you trying to say that you don't like your new name? Well, let's be honest, hun. Your old name seems a little manly for you. And you don't seem to strike me as that type. I mean, come on, we both know if it suits you better. Not to mention the fact you are a little on the short side as well. Oh, no, it's okay, Bunny. There's no need to pout. I don't mind. Besides, you didn't even let me tell you why that's your new name. Oh, you want to know now? Well, I don't feel like telling you now. Why? Because you hurt my feelings, that's why. Well, maybe if you apologise for what you did. There we go, that's better. No, I'm not telling you why until you ask me nicely now. Oh, come on, you can do better than that. There we go, that's much better. See what happens when you behave. Oh, look at you, you're blushing. It's okay, there, there. Does Bunny like it when I praise him? I think he does. Well, the other reason you're Bunny now is because you look so damn cute standing here, all by your little lonesome. And even cuter when you reacted to me. So, you're new to the apartment? Well, let me be the first to welcome you to the woods. Yeah, I know it's a silly name, but just give it a time, it'll grow on you. See what I did there? I made a joke. You're not laughing. Why aren't you laughing? Oh, you're still nervous. But I thought bunnies liked the woods. See? I did it again. Was that a smile I just saw? Oh, don't you lie to me now. You can't cover your mouth with those little paws of yours. Well, I hope you like the joke, because I certainly do. And don't be surprised if that cute little butt of yours becomes the butt of my jokes more often. I love jokes and games and all sorts of fun stuff. You'll see. Maybe we can play together sometime. Oh, why did you back away from me then? You're like a man too strong. I do tend to be more forward than most girls. That's just something you'll have to get used to, I suppose. Does Bunny not like strong girls? Aw. Well, I think that you do. You just don't know it yet. Well, I guess the joke's on you because I like playing hard to get. I got ya. Come on, there's no need to worry. I won't bite. Yet. Aw. You don't want to play that game anymore. Well, how about we try keep away? Oh, did you need these? Well, you won't be getting them for a while, silly. Why? Because I'm just so nice. I'll be giving you a personal tour. You're new here, after all. It's my responsibility to help care for you. You stay close to me. We've got some real weirdos living here, doing all sorts. You've got to be careful. Thank goodness I found you when I did. Who knows what could have happened to a little bunny like you? Over here we have the pool. Remarkable clean, and considering how most of them suck, I guess they like it this way. We don't bother going too often, though. At least not you, anyway. I doubt you'd want to reveal yourself out into the open like that, huh? You weren't thinking about it. Well, then, it's official. You aren't allowed there until I'm with you. Understand? You need to be careful, and I just don't want you to slip and hurt yourself. Or worse, you could even drown. We can't allow that to happen. No way, little boy. Now, this way is the rec room, and here. Were you trying to get your keys back from me just now? I knew you wouldn't, because I told you that you didn't need them. Well, if you want them so badly, then try and get them. What's the matter? Can't you reach? No. Well, that's not good. How'd you get them back? Why would you be so rude to ask me such a question? Here I am, a sweet girl, giving you, a complete stranger, a tour of the apartment. I'm trying to be a good girl here, and you're just being selfish. And I'm the one who should be afraid of you. Who knows what you would do to me if I let you? That dirty little mind of yours could be full of all sorts of ideas. Are you sorry now? Well, you should be. Just for that, I'm putting the keys in a much safer place. Right here in front of my pocket. That means if you want to get them, then you have to be a brave little boy and try and get them from me. Aww, you're blushing now. Someone's embarrassed thinking about taking their keys back. Aww, you think you can take them from me? Come on, all you have to do is put your hand right against my thigh, slip your fingers in my pocket and take what's rightfully yours. Oh, and I also added a price to this little tour of yours. Why? Partly because you were so rude to me earlier. And partly because I just can. What are you going to do about it, Bunny? The price? You'll just have to wait and see now, won't you? My goodness. You bunnies are so nosy. So nosy, nosy, nosy. Oh, well, I have to get going now. Yes, really? What for? How rude. That's my business, not yours. I guess the tower will have to be put on hold until later. Oh, your keys. What would you need keys for, silly? We haven't finished the tour and you may get lost in the woods. No, no, no. We can't have that. I guess you'd have to wait for me out here. What if you have to use the bathroom? Well, you just have to be a good bunny and hold it in. That's what adults do. But I guess you're not one, are you? You'll be fine. I won't be gone for long. Ah, what about the weirdo I mentioned earlier? Good point. Here. I'll be right on your arm. That's why if you call me, anything bad that happens, and just for good measure, I'll write something else on your right arm. A little reminder for them out there, and for you, young man. I can't let them take my little bunny away, can I? Oh, does your arm still hurt from earlier? Gee, I'm sorry. I guess it'll be a good reminder for you in the future then, hun. Just wait right here for me. And no sitting on the floor. Yes, young man. I need you to stand here and wait patiently like a good little bunny I expect you to be. Bye-bye for now.